Sirs, stop! Help us!
Brother Hopeful, wait. Friend, would you be free?
Free? Yes. Yes, free!
Look.
What be that?
This be your redemption.
Indeed?
Yea, verily.
But, what is it?
'Tis the key of promise.
Aye. With it you may open all the doors of doubt.
But it be so tiny and rusty.
It matters not, friend.
But how can said key open my chains and my cell door?
Why, because of God's promise. It hath power to free us from any bonds or afflictions.
And what of the yard gate and the moat gate? Mean you to say that your key doth grow or shrink to meet your need?
Yea.
Nay.
'Tis verily so, for it hath worked for us.
But how can this be? The locks of doubt are quite large and very rusty.
No matter. Only believe in the promise and thou shalt be free.
Nay. I will never believe that such a small key can work such mighty miracles as that.
You must. For behind this key stands the honor of God's kingdom.
What?
Aye, and all its power too.
Nay. God is not fool enough to stake his honor upon such a feeble instrument as that. Hast thou come to mock me?
Nay, good friend. Only reach forth the hand of faith and freedom shall be thine.
Thou dost mock me, for 'tis plain to any eye that my hand be withered and cannot reach out for said key.
Then I shall use of it for thee.
Nay, but be thou gone, knave. 'Tis plain to any educated mind that said promise is weak and useless.
Nay, but 'tis mighty. Even under the pulling down of walls and kingdoms.
Bosh! Believest thou that?
Yea, verily.
Then thou be fooled. Such a fantastical belief doth go against all logic and wisdom.
But look upon us. We be freed by it.
Aye, because ye be fools and court jesters, tricksters, sent out by joy and despair on purpose to mock me.
Nay, dear friend. This same promise which has freed us shall work for thee too. Only choose to believe in it.
Away with thee. Bad enough to be entombed here in the land of doubt, without having fools such as thee to assault my reason with fairy tales and magic keys.
But it...
Nay, be gone. Ye shall not give despair the satisfaction of laughing at my gullibility. Think you that all these caps and gowns and degrees, and that this great library of philosophy and religion mean nothing at all?
But...
Nay, go!
But we...
Away, can... I say! Go!
Come along, good Hopeful. This man's learning hath rendered him more hopeless than the man in the cage.
But Christian, there are others.
Is there a man among you who will choose to believe God's promise and act upon it?
No answer.
Aye. Faith be dead in these halls. Come, let us flee from this place of doubt, lest their doom become our own.
Aye, off with us.